Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to the Lord for that. Let me encourage you from this very powerful scripture of Jesus. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Now, these are the words of Jesus and very powerful. My dear brothers and sisters, why did Jesus say you need to be like a little child? Little children are innocent. Little children are pure, undefiled. Little children have got no politics in their mind. Little children have got no compromise. They are unaware of sin. And little children believe everything you tell them. If you have got little children in your home, you would have noticed that whatever you tell them, they believe it. Right? So I would encourage you that to harness the heart of a little child in your spirit and say, God, I want to walk innocently before your presence. I want to be without any politics in my mind. I want to, O Lord God Almighty, be pure and undefiled like a little child in my spirit, in my heart. And I would like to receive the kingdom of God like a little child in my life, and that I will have entrance in your kingdom. My dear brothers and sisters, as we grow up, we a lot of time, ponder on things and pander on the statutes of God. Why do we pander? Because we think that we are intelligent enough to use our logic to nullify the Word of God, either through science or through logic or through our belief system that we may have grown up. But my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is calling us so that we will be like little children, receiving the kingdom and entering into that kingdom of heaven and enjoying the presence of Jesus. You know, I love the song that we all grew up singing in our Sunday schools. It would say, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Beautiful song, and we grew up, all of us, singing this lovely song. It was written in 1860, and it's very important. You know, I remember a story of a brilliant professor at Princeton Seminary who always left his graduation class with these words, Gentlemen, there is still much in this world and in the Bible that I do not understand, but of one thing I am certain, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And gentlemen, that is sufficient. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, if there is anything that will endure the eye of God, because it still is pure, it is the spirit of a little child, fresh from his hand, and therefore undefiled. So ask God to give you this kind of spirit this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are thankful for your loving kindness and tender mercies. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes forth from you and you alone. This morning, O Lord God Almighty, you will bless us, lead us, guide us. You will uphold us with your right righteous hand. You will give us the heart of a child, give us an innocence of faith, give us the, O Lord God Almighty, purity of the spirit. Give us, O Lord God Almighty, the courage that to believe everything that is written in your word. O Father God, that we will believe it 100%. And I pray that we will continue to trust in you, that the name of Jehovah will be glorified in our lives. Abba, Father, I lift up your blood from the altar of God, the blood of Yeshua, and I sprinkle the blood of Jesus upon each and every one of us. And I thank you for your blood speaketh of wonderful things. Lord God Almighty, I pray that as your people have stepped out in the jobs, the businesses, running the errands for the day, I pray that your grace and your glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, lead them, guide them, guard them, preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are yours and yours alone. Father God, I pray that you will lead them besides the still waters and green pastures, enlarge their territory, increase their, O Father God, borders, and prosper them in every way. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, O Father, I speak healing into their bodies right now in Jesus' name, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.